Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Knicks are on the road to the playoffs. Many NBA insiders have already weighed in, giving their thoughts about the New York Knicks, how far they're going to go in the postseason, and if they still need another piece or two in order to be considered a legit threat for the NBA Finals. And according to one NBA insider, he actually suggests that the New York Knicks pursue Golden State Warriors All-Star Klay Thompson. And he has one main reason for it. It's because he feels the New York Knicks are struggling from the three-point line. And if they add Thompson, that could help them greatly. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. An NBA insider is pushing for the Knicks to sign Golden State Warriors All-Star Klay Thompson. Now, I understand. The Knicks are dealing with a lot of injuries right now. We just lost our three-time All-Star in Julius Randle as he had to undergo surgery to deal with that dislocated right shoulder. And even though the surgery was successful, it doesn't mean we're going to get Randle back anytime soon. And then when you look at the current roster, you see something else. Isaiah Hartenstein, Mitchell Robinson, OG Anunoby, all of those guys are on a minutes restriction. So when you take all of this into account, I can understand why some NBA insiders will look at the Knicks and think they need a couple of other pieces in order to be a legit contender in the Eastern Conference. However, Klay Thompson, I don't think he's the right star the New York Knicks need to go after. However, the one NBA insider that believes the Knicks should pursue Thompson is Stephen A. Smith. Shout out to the account NBA Central on the app X for giving us the following information. According to them, Stephen A. Smith says 20 to 25 teams should be lining up for Klay Thompson. If he leaves Golden State, the New York Knicks should be one of them. No, they shouldn't. The Knicks should not be one of the teams trying to go after Klay Thompson. There's a number of reasons for it, but in my opinion, it's one main reason. His age. He is aging out of the league. He is not going to get better in this league as he ages. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I believe he's shooting around 39% from three this season. For Klay, that's pretty bad. What's worse is he's shooting 43% from the floor this year. That's what he's doing in the games that he's been available and played for Golden State. Why would you want to bring that over to the New York Knicks? Now, I understand from three, he is great. He's still shooting a good percentage from three, not a Klay Thompson percentage, but still a very good percentage from three. The Knicks could use that. But the Knicks already have three-point shooters. Dante can shoot the three. Jalen can shoot the three. McBride can shoot the three. Bojan Bogdanovic can shoot the three. Burks can shoot the three. All of these guys can shoot the three. So we actually have three-point shooters on this roster. In my opinion, the one piece missing from this team really is Julius Randle. Because if you think about it, when Julius Randle is in the lineup and he's playing down low, he draws two or three defenders near him. When that happens, the wings and the perimeters are all open. That means your shooters have free reign to shoot without any obstacles. And if they're a good three-point shot, they're likely going to make that bucket. And that's what the Knicks are missing right now, in my opinion. They're not missing Klay Thompson. They're not missing another all-star in Klay Thompson on this team to give them more three-point shooting. I don't think that's what they need. They need another all-star that can score when you need him to, but can play high-level defense. That's the player the New York Knicks need to target. In my opinion, that player sounds like Mikal Bridges, so I would like the New York Knicks to target that player. But if he's not available and there's other players on the board, I would rather the Knicks try to go after them than pursue Klay Thompson. Age is an issue. His shooting is an issue. The way he plays right now is an issue. And even if you want to sell me that the Knicks potentially would add him to come off the bench, that's great and all. How much money are you going to pay him to come off of your bench? I don't know how much money that Klay Thompson is looking for, but I'm going to say one thing very clearly. I hope that money does not come from the trust fund of Leon Rose and the New York Knicks, but it stays all the way in Golden State. I respect Klay. I think he's one hell of a player. He definitely does what Golden State needs him to do. If he came to the New York Knicks, I think he would be an improved defender because of Tom Thibodeau, but that's the only thing I would give him an improvement on if he came to this team. He wouldn't shoot the three better for this team than he did for Golden State. Who knows if he would shoot the same way? Maybe he would shoot worse. We don't know. A change of scenery can work both ways. It could help or it could hurt. And who knows if it could hurt the Knicks if they add Klay Thompson and he's not that player that he was with Golden State. We have to consider that and keep that in our minds. In my opinion, Stephen A., you have to stop doing this. You have to stop pushing these players to the Knicks when they have no business being on the Knicks right now in this stage of their career. Klay Thompson, maybe a few years ago, I would have loved to see him on the New York Knicks, be part of our team, and shoot lights out. This year, this current team, the roster that we have right now, and where Klay Thompson is in his career, at this point, I don't ever want to see Klay join this Knicks team. I don't care what you want to tell me, what you want to explain to me, what you want to say in the comments. At this stage in his career, Klay Thompson should be nowhere near the New York Knicks. The only time we should ever see Klay in New York is when the Golden State Warriors are...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Facing the Knicks. Other than that, I don't care how much he loves New York. I don't care how many pitches he takes in post of New York. I don't care if he says he wants to join the New York Knicks. I hope Leon and the Knicks front office continue doing what they're doing, making the right moves, the smart moves, and the moves that help the New York Knicks move forward. Adding Klay Thompson does not help the Knicks move forward. In my opinion, it helps them move backward. Because let's not forget, when you add Klay, you're going to have to make sure you make the money work. And other players on the roster are likely going to have to either be traded or they're going to be dropped by the Knicks in order to bring in Klay Thompson and make sure he fits. When you have to do all of these things to bring in one player who might not even be the player that you absolutely need right now, I don't know why the Knicks would do that. It doesn't make sense. I get it, Stephen A. You're a fan of him. But you know what? You're a fan of nearly every single all-star in the league right now. So it really doesn't mean much to hear from you that you think the New York Knicks should be one of the teams that go after Klay Thompson. They should not. They should never be one of the teams at this point to go after Klay. In my opinion, there are only three stars in this league right now the New York Knicks should target if they're available and become disgruntled. Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, and Mikal Bridges. Now, maybe Mikal fits this New York Knicks team better than any one of those players I just mentioned. And the reason for it is because of the same reason I mentioned earlier in this video. If the Knicks are going to trade for a star or an all-star, what they're going to need to get back is somebody who can score when you need them to, but be able to play high-level defense. Out of all of the players I just named, what player for you sounds like they would fit that the best? Mikal Bridges, right? I agree because that's what I think as well too. Mikal Bridges is the player that the New York Knicks should go after in terms of fit. However, if Brooklyn doesn't want to trade him and they're still sure they want to build around him, then maybe you look around the league. Maybe the Suns aren't doing what they need to do this year. Maybe that causes Devin Booker to become disgruntled. Maybe the Cavs don't do what they need to do this year. Maybe that causes Donovan Mitchell to become disgruntled. And if that happens and those two players are available, the New York Knicks are absolutely going to pursue them and not even think about pursuing Klay Thompson. And that's the way it should be. The Knicks should target players that fit our timeline and fit what we need. What we need absolutely right now. We don't need an aging veteran on this team. Even off of our bench, we don't need it. Now, don't get me wrong. We still need an improved bench. We still need to add talent to our roster and especially to our bench moving forward. But that doesn't mean we're stopping at the all-stars, because a lot of people have been telling me we're good on stars. We're good on all-stars. We have two stars already. What rule in the NBA says you can only have two all-stars, or two all-stars are all you need in order to win in this league? That's not the case. And even if it was, it doesn't mean it's the case for each and every single NBA team. All teams are built differently. They need certain players on the roster that can help them move forward. Maybe for the Knicks, they need three all-stars. And maybe the three all-stars they end up getting is Jalen, Julius, and Donovan. And I will be smiling from ear to ear if that actually happens. Whether or not it does, that's anybody's guess. But those are the stars, in my opinion, the Knicks must target. They actually have staying power for the Knicks. If they came to the Knicks, they would allow the Knicks to be a contender, a legit contender in the NBA for years to come. If the Knicks trade for Klay Thompson or they add him in free agency, is he doing the same thing for the Knicks? Is he having the same impact? Is he doing the same things those guys would do for the Knicks? Because in my opinion, he's not doing anything close to that. And that's why there's such a level of difference between Klay and Donovan, Booker, and Mikal. It's not even close at this point. That's why for me, if the Knicks are going to go after any star, if they're going to pursue any all-star this offseason, it has to be Booker, Donovan, or Mikal. That's it. Now, maybe if you want to tell me a couple of other stars that we thought would never become disgruntled end up becoming disgruntled, maybe a Luka, for example, or a Zion Williamson, or somebody like that, then I think if that happened, the New York Knicks would look at those players for sure, but we don't know who's going to be on that list of disgruntled players come the offseason. So because of that, the Knicks have to operate in the exact manner they're doing right now, being patient, watching what's happening around the league, writing notes down, and making sure come this offseason, if any one of the stars I just mentioned are a player that they covet and want to get, if they become disgruntled or available, the Knicks owe it to everybody in New York to pursue them, try to trade for them, and get them on this roster. I just hope and pray that player is not Klay Thompson. I don't care what Stephen A. has to say. I don't care how badly Stephen A. wants the New York Knicks to pursue Klay. The Knicks don't need Klay. They certainly don't need him now. They don't need him next year. And they're not going to need an aging Klay Thompson moving forward. They need all-stars. Stars that can help this Knicks team today, moving forward, and for years to come. That's not Klay. That's Donovan. That's Booker. Or that's Mikal. Hopefully the Knicks get it right and trade for one of those stars. All I can say is this offseason is going to be fireworks. It's going to be so interesting to watch Leon Rose and the Knicks do something magical, because I absolutely believe come this offseason, the Knicks are going to make moves and magic is going to happen. But what about you guys? What do you think about Stephen A. Smith suggesting that the New York Knicks should add Klay Thompson? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.